You went to a store in them days, and you were waited on. Mm. Today you go in, Lil and I often found out, you go into Woodbridge, yeah, and places, and you hunt all over. I wanted some filters for my furnace here, and there's two. They go in one this way and one sort of like that, and they're 10 by 20. Well, I finally found where they were, and I went down, and I tagged it for to get these 10 by 20s, because I'd always bought them before. They're in another location now. Well, you know, he was working away at something there and taking down some notes or stuff, and my golly, kept walking away, you know, and he said, oh, well, no, we haven't got any, no, well, maybe about 3 weeks we'll have them like that. And he wouldn't even stand and talk to you.
I know.
They want you to go and wait on yourself, you know.
It's very discouraging. I must admit, I like a little attention when I'm shopping, you know, like somebody to ask me what I want and show me a few things, you know.
Well, when you don't know exactly what you want, or can't find it, you need a little help.
That's true.
It's awfully hard to get.
Yes, it is, and they seem to resent it when you ask them, you know.
I don't know, Mrs. McGee, that I can tell you much more about the... Actually, what the Royal Oak Hotel itself is fairly detailed in that, if you read that thing.
Yes, I'm going to take some notes on that.
I could tell them, you know. And they had made any other inquiries. As a matter of fact, that book, I think it's put out by Green, isn't it? Yeah, he was counselor here for some time.
Yeah.
And he has gone quite into detail on Burnaby, you know.
Yes.
And he's been pretty good at it there. He wasn't here, I don't think, in the very early days, but however, he did get in and through inquiry got a lot of all the history of Burnaby.
Yes, that's about the only source we have, you know, is his book. And I was going to ask you, you were saying you walked right into the bar when you go in the hotel.
Well, in the early days in Vancouver, they had the swinging doors, the bat doors.
Oh, it has swinging doors.
That is there, but not up here.
Not there, no.
No, it was just a great big wide door in the place. Uh-huh. You could walk right into the bar at that time.
And what, do you remember what it looked like?
A big question.
Do you remember what it looked like, the bar? Did it have...
Well, the bars in them, they were just like a long, you know... Great figure about, I guess it's standard figure.
Yeah.
Generally, they had a great looking glass at the back, and they had all kinds of the description size and all kinds of drinks in the back. And they had a rail where the fellas used to put their foot in there, and the bar run right along there, you know. I'd imagine, up at the hotel would be from the other side of the hallway to this year, you know. Of course, sometimes in, like in Vancouver, they had long bars. There was all them days. You never did. You bought a schooner of beer, you know, for a nickel up there.
Yeah.
And if you wanted a Mickey, as I mentioned that there, you could buy it for 50 cents. And it was really Scotch whiskey, you know, it was really good. And the Imperial Court cost $1.50.
Charge you that now for a little glass of wine,
right? And was there quite a crowd you used to go to up there?
No, not necessarily. Not really. No, there was more of a crowd on, more people, like the fellows would get through Saturday night. It used to be a great meeting for the teamsters there, and they'd go in there, and they'd done more teaming inside that bar room than they'd done outside. I think a lot of them, they all had the best horses, you know, and one thing into that was always quite a controversy that went on, you know, about who had the best pulling and drawing team, you know, and all like that, you know.
Yeah.
And in the early days, they, you know, they, as I said, they come by horse and buggy. That, well, plenty of men, you know, and couples would go over and people, and they would stay, you know. They wanted to stay up the night rather than go right through to Westminster or through to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But Burnaby, all on Kingsway there, and that mostly at that time, and all in and around there, there were, you know, there were people had like dad, 6 and 7 and 8 acres. They, you know, a lot of them made their living off. Other had it, something that they could garden with, you know. Some, a lot of them worked in town and like that. But then, of course, as Burnaby started to get more people come out, you know, living here and bought a place out here, and they started subdividing these places. That's how is now, it was called Alta Vista at that time, you know. And I recall we called for a fellow by the name of Buzzy. He built an awful lot of, a lot of small homes around there. And
oh, yeah.
The brother and I teamed the sand and gravel from Gilly Brothers in Westminster out there, you know, for cement, for foundations and the like of that.
Yeah.
And it was all, and then, like so many of them booms, finally, you know, the boom went off and things slackened in front of me, you know, at the time.
How do you spell his name? B-U-Z-Z-Y or... Buzzy.
B-U-S-S-Y. B-U-S-S-Y. B-U-S-S-E-Y, I think it was. Or B-U-S-S-Y. B-U-S-S-E-Y, I guess it was.
Don't remember his first name.
Name is Clive. Really, I can't recall. He had the corner, Mr. McGee, and right at the corner of 6th Street...
Yeah.
And 6th Avenue, and he had a confectionery store, and he'd lost an arm, and, you know, he could just do as much with that arm as you could do with three from there, because his son was in the fuel business the same time as we were, and we used to hold our meetings there, and I believe he sold that corner at the time there for $10,000 to Woodward's, right on that corner. And you couldn't buy anything like that, I don't suppose, for $100,000
a day. Oh, goodness, no.
And that was the old original corner there.
And what did he call it? Just Buzzy's store?
Was something confectionery, I think. I forget what it was called that time. Well, he built a lot of these homes. That was before he lost his arm, and that was at one of the mills. He built a lot of them around Alta Vista. And then, of course, there was Buena Vista, too. That was down off the Caribou Road.
Oh, my goodness.
Time, you know. And,
which side of Caribou Road would that be? This side, I guess?
Well, all in and around that district where you know, where the Second Street School is and way around. I think that was what they called Buena Vista at that time. Yes. They built a lot around there.
And where...
The Burnaby Lake tram run through at the bottom of that Caribou Road at the time.
Right. Now, Alta Vista, this was over south.
Well, Alta Vista was in the Royal Oak District. You may call it
south,
Settle Place is right at, shall we say, as we used to think of it, right at Rumble and Royal Oak Avenue. Now it's spread out, of course, to Safeway and banks and stores of all kinds down there now. And that big, what is that, McPherson School there, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it's down that way.
Yeah.
And that district opened up, and from Royal Oak, there was just, old Royal Oak, it was a laugh. It was just, at them days, most of the roads were just dirt, you know?
Right,
they were poor roads, and finally they got to macadamize them, and graveling them and the like of that. Now you're never getting anything in Burnaby. You never do anything like that, and rightly so. Everything is paved now, you know. They don't do any more gravel hauling, only for fiddles, as far as I go.
Can you tell me why it's called Royal Oak? Have you any idea?
I don't know. Really, I don't know. I never heard of that.
Royal Oak in Victoria, too.
Yeah,
we have, they named that McMurray Avenue up here.
I was going to ask if it was after your family.
Yeah, that was named after us here, yeah.
What was your father's first name?
Robert William.
Our son was named for him, our
old
And Dad, when Dad passed away when he was in his 91st year, I think,
was
the bill, yeah. And when we come out here, I guess Dad would be... maybe 50, and you know, they wouldn't think of that today, but we used to call him Old Dad, you know, at that age.
Yes.
By golly, I get quite offended if the kids called me Old Dad, and I'm going on for 84.
Depends how young you are as to how old everybody else looks.
That's right. Well, he stayed home most of the time, and gardening and the like of that, you know. He worked for some while at the CPR there in Vancouver, and then he finally retired out here and just worked the place.